Here we are. I'm staring at some filthy windows here, Stuart. Can you have a word with your wife and say her windows are a bit dirty?
I feel that's unlikely.
Right. Does she listen to this?
Not as much as she used to. So we could be safe.
I think, yeah.
But
I think
my kids do.
Right.
My kids do, and they may squeal.
They'll tell, won't they?
They'll tell. They'll squeal.
Don't say a word. Don't say a word. I was looking at Loney. All I can see is this filth the windows behind, obviously.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you.
We haven't been for a while, have we? We haven't been here for a while. So what are we going to talk about? Stuart, are we going to start with you?
No, can I start? Because normally I'm bored rigid of the football and the sport chat. Yeah. However, I would like to talk about the football, Man City versus Arsenal on Sunday. Because I went...
Are you a City fan?
Yes.
By Deepole.
By where that accent came from.
By Deepole. Somebody on Coronation Street.
Yes. Well, I was a tag-along.
I'm a City fan.
But
City.
It was fantastic. And, of course, they won.
Was it biblical?
They won. It was unbelievable.
Biblical.
And to see AJ and the boys as excited as they were, and everybody around us, it was brilliant. Great seats, great atmosphere.
It's always,
and they won.
It's always good because I suppose the thing is, when you're a Man City fan, you tend to expect to win most games, don't you?
You do.
But that was probably one of the few games they've been in where they weren't favourites to win it.
Yeah.
And they completely flipped that because, luckily, it saved my weekend and Arsenal were shocking, weren't they?
How are you enjoying the football at the moment?
I wasn't going to mention...
I've come off of social media. Well, not completely, but I've taken it off my phone. I've taken Facebook, Instagram off my phone.
Because of football?
Yeah, and politics, I think, really. Mm. And actually, you know, you were talking earlier about watching reels, just wasting my life sitting there flicking through reels. And I thought, I just need to get rid of Facebook. And then, but it's a bit of a problem because all the gigs that I go to and the music thing I get through Facebook because I'm into a sort of a minority music scene. So I thought, I can't get rid of it. And then a friend of mine just said, well, take it off your phone. Because that's the problem, isn't it? And then every 2 or 3 days, I can just log on to Facebook on the laptop, make sure I've missed out on anything, and then, yeah.
Because I've given up social media for Lent, but if anybody sends me a message, I can answer it. Because also with work, a lot of messages come out on Facebook on a group about shifts and this sort of stuff,
right.
So I do need to look at that.
But they not go on to WhatsApp? Is that WhatsApp group? Does that count as social media, WhatsApp?
No.
Not in your world, no.
No.
But then... I find myself like, oh, just okay, let me just have a look. And before you know it, I've given up for Lent. But it's hard to not do it because once
Very
you do
addictive.
Get down that doom scrolling,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
The only way I thought I could stop it. And I've got to say, for the first couple of days, it was quite tricky. And now it's almost, it's like, it's just happened about a week and a half now. It's almost as if Facebook doesn't exist in my life.
I think it's a good idea
it's
taking
really
it off your
interesting
phone, actually.
How you can't just pick it up and go, oh, like
yeah.
that.
It's just habit, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's useful to use it. And so you have to make the effort to log in online and on the laptop or whatever, go into it, check bits and bobs out, answer a few questions. Like, if you know, I might like something you say, Stuart. It's unlikely, but you never know.
I do very, very little. Yeah. I mentioned
yeah,
this.
Don't do a lot,
I
do
don't
you?
Do it. Yeah. I've got off it the last maybe 18 months. I put very, very
but
little.
I just feel so much better for getting off of it.
Mm.
So, yeah. So there you go. Anyway, so
back to
so you had a very nice week. Yeah, back to football. Yeah.
back to,
yeah.
You've managed to avoid the football question relatively well there.
Yeah.
Are you genuinely suicidal at the moment?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, that's making light of suicide, isn't it, really? But I'm genuinely, I can feel it's doing my mental health no
it's
good at all.
Genuinely
doing
it's
my mental health no
your
good.
Mental health.
Where I woke up on Sunday morning knowing that we were playing that day and it was very important. And I felt sick from the minute I woke up. It was almost, literally feeling, you know, when you feel anxious and I'm sounding like one of these teenagers, aren't I?
No, but it's true.
My anxiety
the boys
levels
were like
are so
it.
Up. I didn't know what to do. But, I feel sick about
but
it.
But even on our way up, my two were like, oh, my God, I feel sick. I'm so nervous. And they were really getting quite worked up about it. So I can see...
Yeah,
that can happen.
I've been living the relegation nightmare more than you have, generally in my life.
Yeah, most years, isn't it, with you?
No, it's not most years. But no, that was yeah. You need to be very careful what you say at the moment. Very, very careful what you say at the moment. But no, it's yeah, I have suffered 5 relegations in my lifetime.
Have you? Wow.
5. That's my earliest one when I was a child. But yeah, no, I have, and it's shit. But the ramifications now are so enormous, yeah, for where you may possibly end up. But for you lot to possibly go down, which is now, there's no doubt, oh, Spurs will be all right. Spurs, no, they're right in the shit.
Yeah, all right.
Why didn't they sack the manager and not do, have they done
it? They've tried that.
They've tried. Well, they've got rid of
have
one.
Have they got a new one?
Got a new one. I don't think the players like him at all.
It looks like he's going to
go.
And
he does come across as a right bloody grumpy arse, doesn't he?
He does, totally.
I've never heard of him before.
No,
we got old.
No, likewise.
He'd been a manager at Juventus, so he's obviously managed at the top level.
Right.
But he...
he's like a specialist firefighter,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, but he's really a misery, isn't he?
Very abrasive, you can't imagine. Yeah. He's not the arm around your shoulder you need to get the confidence.
That's what I really loved at the end of the game, actually, on Sunday, just watching Pep Guardiola going round and hugging them all. Yeah, and being
Pep Guardiola's fine when he wins. He's a right bloody abrasive misery when he loses as well, isn't he?
No, I'm not going to have a word said against him.
All right, that's him dealt with. Anyway, so that's sport. That's sport dealt with.
Yeah.
Seven games to go, so there's a long way to go.
There are
points left
to
play for. You'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah. So what have you been out in Cape Town again?
I have been on
the... How's the business going?
The business is all right.
Get towards the end of the cricket season.
That's the end of their cricket season. It's coming to the final knockings of their cricket season. I've done okay. It's pretty busy.
Good.
We had our first SHX sponsored player. He got his first televised 50 national television.
Oh, that's
so
brilliant.
Jedley, not Jedward, Jedley.
Jedley.
His name is Jedley Van Buren. Van Buren. Buren, I think it is.
Can I detect he might be a white South African?
No, he's a mixed race. His colour,
so
he is. And he's a good lad, and he's got 2 50s in a row, both on national telly, and he did very well. It's his first one at Newlands.
That was in, do they still have, what's the name of their...
No, it was
the limited, is it? They about there?
No, they have, it used to
sport?
Be, used the old
Curry
Cup. Curry
Cup.
It?
Yeah.
But it's the old, it's the one day tournament, so it was in that. And I happened to be there at the time, and there's some seriously good players playing. There's 18 people in the ground.
Aww.
Yeah, that's not
including
a lot,
us, and we certainly hadn't paid
18 people.
1-8.
Was that in Newlands?
That was in Newlands. 18 people
that's
watching this.
How many is that? I was about 35,000.
I was about 20,000. Yeah,
oh,
and
dear,
it's 18
quite
people.
Sparse,
I was literally standing there, just counting 3, 4, 5, 6. Three over there, 7, 8, 9, 10. Us, and we haven't paid. Yeah, there's 18 people
that's
in the ground.
Isn't it?
It's just no one.
Because I last year, for the first time in years and years, I went to a match at Chelmsford, actually, to see Essex against Glamorgan in the One Day Cup on a Tuesday. And I think at that one, there must have been 300 retired people in the crowd.
They're known as the Coffin Dodgers in cricket circles.
Well, I was one of them. And we're going again this year.
They're the Coffin Dodgers. It doesn't matter. And even in my brief stay as a cricketer, when Sussex were having to resort to getting shit like me, the membership, and they'd lost all their players, which is why I got offered something. And then I think the membership went down by about 30 people.
Really?
It makes no difference.
Yeah,
they just that's how they choose to
so
spend their life.
They totally and utterly rely on TV money and sponsorship to
100%,
to survive. 100%.
So that's gone well. And I was on the Surrey Vets tour of South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
So I played in a couple of games in Joburg.
How did the knee hold out?
It's sore, but it was all right.
Yeah,
it was okay.
Did you turn your arm over?
It's flob. I just throw up. It's flob. It's embarrassing. A couple of games in Joburg. They all went off to Kruger and I went back to Cape Town to work. And then there was the Cape Town leg. There was another 3 games.
Right.
So 5 days in 11 days is not really what my knees or back or need. But no, it was quite enjoyable.
And what were these T20 matches? Or
no, they were sort of all day. So we played Gauteng, we played Western Province, we played sort of similar
Western
stuff.
Western Province over 50s.
Over 50s sort of stuff, So we did that. And so it was good. So yeah, got back Friday.
Good, yeah.
Right, fine. So that's me. That's what
I've
done.
That's all your. That's the last flight you'll be going on this year, then, isn't it?
Doubtful.
Oh, right. Okay.
Doubtful. I have one in a
couple of weeks.
2.5 weeks, which is a bit less than.
Oh, you're going back out again, aren't you?
I am back out.
And then we're out when they're out.
Yeah, it's basically only worth coming back, is it?
Not really. No.
He only comes back to do it. You're listening, listeners. He comes. Do you know how much it costs to actually? It must be the most expensive podcast per listener going. And he comes back to do
all
a
those
podcast.
Business cost flights divided by 9 listeners. That's a hell of an equation.
Anyway, so that's lovely. So, yeah, we've all had a nice time, and I haven't been anywhere, strangely.
You've been anywhere nice?
I have. So my friend came over. She's looking to buy some property either in London or Paris. And so I went up
scraping
and was helping
barrels,
her
like you do.
To go and have a look. And so I stayed up in Chelsea for a couple of nights, which was lovely. So I went to the Chelsea-PSG game.
Got hammered, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a bit rubbish,
actually.
Yeah, it was really rubbish. Yeah,
all the Chelsea fans were moaning. It was fucking great.
Yeah, so that was good, and it was lovely because it was only about a 15-minute walk from where we were staying. Yeah.
All right.
And then we went to a pub, and I met Pete Tong.
Really?
DJ. Yeah.
I wouldn't have recognised him.
Well, it was funny because my friend.
Was he DJing in there?
No, he was just in there having a drink.
He was just
having
a civilian for the day.
He wasn't behind the decks. Now it's Lost in Music by Sister Sledge. Let's get down.
So I stalked him and I had a photo with him. He was very nice, actually. And it's funny because I noticed his hearing aids, and he's some ambassador for his hearing aids. He's an ambassador for a hearing aid company or something. So, yeah, so, and then we went to Paris, and so it was fascinating going around to look at some of these properties. But oh my God, London is so expensive.
Oh yeah.
It was
ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. We were going into places like 2.5 or something, and they were like small bedrooms and a living area. And it was in Mayfair. I mean, a lot of them were in the nice areas, but you get a lot more for your money
in
Paris.
Is that where she's looking?
Yes, she was looking Mayfair, Kensington. Hole.
Tell her she can get big house in New Barnet for about 700,000. Really nice big house up there.
Yeah, she kind of wants to be in a different area.
And you'll swap and you'll go and live in America.
Walking distance to the Wetherspoons.
Perfect.
It'd be perfect for her. It's funny because I was looking at the paper on the way down here, and I was actually looking at, they've got a little property thing in there. And I was noticing they've got like all of these houses. There was nothing on this property guide for less than 2 million, up to about 5.5 million. And it's got their, what's it called, their environmental grading, A, B, C, and these are like C's and D's. You're thinking, for 5 million, just insulate the bloody thing before you sell it. What's wrong with
you?
Well,
some of them would be old. So
well, they were
just,
all old, like,
They're just old, so it's virtually everything. Yeah. Well, the grading says, well, do you want the house or not? And they'll go, yeah, I'll be fine.
Oh, and one thing, when we were looking in Paris, there was an older gentleman showing us around. And he was the owner. His family or his grandmother owned the whole block. It was absolutely gorgeous. And he was a French actor. He lived in Newport Beach in America for 40 years. He was a French actor over there. And he was in The Fall Guy, Falcon Crest Dynasty. I was loving it.
Was that?
Lee Majors.
He was this played the French character in that. So that was, he was a really handsome man. He's in his 80s. So that was quite nice because I enjoyed a bit of that. But it's nice to wander around some of these gorgeous apartments.
Yeah, it's funny that, because I was also in this same paper, there's an interview with Lily Collins in it. Lily Collins?
Phil Collins' daughter.
And she's basically, it's all about how she loves Paris. Yeah. So that's a questionnaire thing. And it said, where do you normally stay when you stay in Paris? And she said, we like staying in Le Bristol. I like Le Bristol because it has a nice indoor gym and an indoor pool or whatever. And I thought, well, I'll just quickly look online and see how much it costs to stay in Le Bristol. Okay. Cheapest room per night, $5,500. Most expensive, £39,000.
Good grief.
£39,000.
A night.
A night. 30. And I was thinking to myself, surely if you were going to stay in that place, you'd think, well, a 10 grand room will be probably okay for me. And then I've got 29,000 quid to spend on whatever I like after that. I can't imagine having that much money to think, well, I might as well go for the £39,000 room.
Buy the National Lottery tickets tonight, it's a £43 million jackpot. So you could afford to stay there for a couple of nights.
Yeah, yeah.
But will you gamble and buy a ticket tonight?
I never do. Jane always buys a ticket.
Oh, there you go.
And because I'm married to her, if she wins, I get half of it anyway, don't I?
Oh, there you go then.
Yeah, although she'd be able to afford a better lawyer than me.
No, so that was my week away. And then, getting ready for South Africa. So, yes, fun times.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, then. So, anyone died recently?
Well, I just had the... Oh, sorry.
I
was going to go with my sad news that I think Stuart trumps me.
You remember, listeners, in the last episode, we opened up with a horrific smell that had been caused in the house. Ilona was moaning. She was gagging.
It was rank.
Gagging.
But now I forgive him.
Yeah, we forgive him for pissing on the floor because he obviously had a weak bladder.
Yeah, poor old Rudy's gone to the farm in the sky.
Oh, dear.
He's, okay. I'll be fine.
He's quaffing down big piles of heavenly horse shit now.
It's horrid. It's awful.
Yes, poor old Rudy, king of the toaster. Yes, he put his cue back in.
I didn't understand that. What's king of the toaster mean?
He would wait by the toaster, and the moment it flipped up, he would run from wherever he was, jump up, and get it before it hit the plate.
No,
he was outstanding at it.
What do you mean? It would go pop,
and he would run from wherever, and he would jump in the air and get it before it hit the tool.
He was
very skilled at that. Yeah.
Right.
He was very skilled at that. Yeah, no, he was a good boy. He was a very good boy. But
he was a good boy. He was lovely, wasn't he?
He was a superstar dog. But yeah, no, so just one. Yeah, just down to one now.
Yeah.
Down, little Arth.
Oh dear!
Oh, I'm dreading it. I've got three now because of having my mother-in-law's. She's a sweet little thing, actually. She is very cute, but three dogs.
Yeah, it's too much, isn't
it?
Are they house trained?
Yeah, well, mine are, but hers, even this morning, did a bit of a.
Oh dear.
Have
you got hard floors or carpets?
No, it was on my new carpet.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
No, not on any of the shit carpets.
That's why you were talking about carpet cleaners downstairs.
Yes, I was. Because this is the second one. Honestly. And if it's not her, it's my brother's dog who comes over and does whatever it wants on the new carpet. They can't pick anywhere else.
No,
well,
they love
the garden.
They love doing it on a carpet, don't they?
Oh, what's wrong with the garden?
Oh, exactly. God knows. But that is very sad.
Yeah. Anyway, so poor old Rudy.
Mm. One of the only blessings I really felt that, obviously, it was definitely time for him to put his cue back in the rack. But he died the same day as Chuck Norris.
Which I thought was comforting.
Both action heroes.
Yeah.
My dad was a massive fan of Chuck Norris. For some reason, he loved Walker, Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger.
Which he used to watch on ITV2.
When I first went to play cricket in South Africa, and I didn't have the satellite channel, I only had what was on South African telly, on the telly that they provided me with. And Walker, Texas Ranger was on every single night.
Was it?
That was one of the only things. It was out there in the mid-90s. So every single night, I would stay at about 9 o'clock. What am I going to do? It's time. Walker, Texas Ranger, ka-ching, here we go.
Is it very dated?
Oh, fair, yeah. But it is, yeah.
I think a lot of those 80s programmes are so dated now, aren't
they?
Just the look of people and just...
It was one of those funny things, wasn't it? Because when Chuck Norris did die, people thought, well, I thought he was meant to be, like, super fit, and he's died a bit early. And then someone said, can you name me one Chuck Norris film? Even because he made about...
I know one.
Fit.
And he wasn't the star. He was in Way of the Dragon.
Yeah, he was in, that's what he's actually most famous for, is being in the Bruce Lee film.
Way of the Dragon.
But he made about 30 or 40 films on his own.
Yeah.
And I couldn't name you one.
He's universally famous.
He
didn't turn up in one of the Expendables films, did he?
I think he did, yeah. I think he did about three of them.
Did he do a big workout thing, though, as well? Didn't he go into all the workout equipment
and all of that? He did some sort of gym machine, if you all in one.
Yes.
You could do your legs, your arm, your biceps.
Oh,
well,
so you're a bit like a George Foreman grill.
Yeah,
but
kind of. Like infomercial. You know, here's my celebrity friend, Chuck Norris. Hi. So I wouldn't have argued with him because he'd have beaten the shit out of me.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he could have done, couldn't he?
He could have done like he did to many baddies.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so poor old Chuck, he's
poor
gone,
Chuck
although
went.
He was in his mid-80s, but sadly, and you're going to, you'll know exactly who this is, Phil Campbell's died.
Phil Campbell. Being
lead guitarist of Motorhead.
Ah, of course.
Lead guitarist of Motorhead. He became the Motorhead guitarist. Well, there was the famous one. I'm going to bore everyone here for a minute, but the famous one was Fast Eddie Clarke.
Please don't.
He was on the classic stuff like Ace of Spades and Bomber and Overkill. And then Brian Robertson, ex of Thin Lizzy, he took over. He only lasted two albums, I think. And then Phil Campbell joined for the Orgasmatron album.
That was your trip to Paris.
That's a great album, but he played on the best Motorhead song ever, Killed by Death. So everyone who's listening, get onto YouTube, Killed by Death by Motorhead. absolutely fantastic. And he was in Motörhead then until Lemmy died. So he was easily their longest lasting guitarist. Mm. 30, 35 years. Only 64, died of complications from surgery. Oh, had a good. Very good band himself called... I'm boring you, Lone. You're looking at your phone.
I'm actually messaging my friend about meeting for coffee.
can I come?
Yes. He had an excellent band called Phil Campbell and the Bastard Sons with his three sons.
That's a good name. We'll give him that.
Yeah, with his three sons. And his wife apparently wasn't very happy with it because she said, well, your sons aren't bastards. They are, you know, we were married and all that. So we are married, you know. So, but they were very good. They did their own stuff and Motörhead tours they'd gone out of. So that's the end of that.
And
so
I've poor got old a sad Phil's one.
Gone. Well, yeah, you've really...
I didn't really... Oh, hang on.
Is this person going to be more famous than Phil Campbell?
Well, yeah, in my world and my friend's right, world. Okay. The lady from Married at First Sight died this morning. And Mel Schilling's her name, and she was really lovely. She's only 54. Very sad.
Yeah, that is cancer. Sad, isn't it?
So that is very sad because I liked her a lot. Mm. And she's got a little girl.
She's famous enough to be the headline on the Mail Online.
Yeah.
Is she?
She yeah. is. It's right. just come
so where
now.
Was your Campbell buddy on that?
He was in Kerrang Online.
Yeah.
and Classic Rock
Classic Rock
him.
Online.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw lots of tributes to him on Facebook.
Which you're not on.
Although they
which
were,
you're not
they
on.
Were, which I'm not on, and they were mostly done by people I know, not famous people.
No, it is very sad.
That's very, very young.
Awful.
Yeah.
What did she die from? Brain...
Well, I think she had bowel cancer first and then it metastasized and went into her brain. 54. Yeah. 54, yeah.
54
that's a no shocking age. Age.
Yeah. Jenny Murray died as well, didn't she?
We did see that.
Yeah. Woman's hour.
She Dame Jenny Murray.
Was she a Dame?
She was
a Dame.
She?
She was a Dame, yeah.
Yeah.
She was a Dame.
Did I've never listened to Woman's Hour. Do you listen to it?
No.
No. I think they talk about women's issues.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think my mum used to listen to it back in the day, I think. Yeah.
Do you think they talk stuff about crocheting?
Well... If they do, I'm listening.
You're on there. I bet they do talk about crocheting.
I love crocheting. I'm really quite hooked at the moment. Hey, see what I did there? I really do. And in fact...
Please talk about Motörhead again.
I've been having a really good spell and I did gift you a
did.
Couple of hedgehogs.
Yeah, if you could see.
That I made. That have been, they were for the wildlife. Stop it. You will not do that.
Insulating your testicles.
No. My goodness.
Same size as the Cadbury's cream egg you put in there.
My friend Laura volunteers at a wildlife centre every Friday. And they, if I think it's a connection with Ray Steed, is it the wildlife place? There's loads of charity shops now. Anyway, she asked me if I'd make some hedgehogs to sell for Easter for the charity. So I made about 25. And I've got to make a few more because everybody's loved them. So I've loved it, so I gave you two.
She did. We, you know, because it's been a tough
nice.
Week.
Yeah, and you've had your egg, haven't you? I've had the whole thing in one fell swoop.
I did.
But I do. I love it. In the evening, I just like to sit and do something with my hands rather than pick up the phone or something. So I really am enjoying
watch,
it.
You can multitask, aren't you?
I'm watching telly
I don't think I'd be able to do two things like that. I'd keep missing on what was being said on the TV. Unless it's watching some sort of facile nonsense that you enjoy.
Well, that's
in which
that's,
case you can probably
it works
miss bits.
Perfectly.
It doesn't matter, does
yeah,
it?
Because I don't really need to be concentrating on it.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do it if you were watching a season of
Midsummer Murders.
Probably not.
Something.
You'd need to concentrate, really concentrate on
well,
who
I
did
watched
it.
The Walsh sisters. That was brilliant. And
Mrs. Simmons watched the Walsh sisters. She likes that.
And I just started Gone last night.
She's also
that's
watching
good.
That.
Mm. But yes, I do watch my rubbish while I'm crocheting.
We got an email about TV, and I need to ask. I've been asked to ask you two if you watch this thing. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't watch it because it's on a subscription channel that you have to pay for, and if you think I'm doing that, you've got another thing coming. But have either of you watched Madison?
I'm about to start it. I've heard it's
now,
brilliant.
Have you watched
Michelle
it?
Pfeiffer.
This is Tessa from Hoddesdon says, have either of your colleagues watched Madison? Because she's binged it and loved it.
Yes. Oh, I'm about to start that.
Jackie started it at the weekend and loved it. It's another Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah,
Michelle Pfeiffer from Kurt Russell, apparently.
Yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer,
brilliant.
Just,
I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching for Michelle Pfeiffer alone. Oh, I know she's a bit older now, but she's still very beautiful.
So between now and the next one, Louise, you will watch it, and then you can talk about it.
Definitely,
I will.
Yeah.
I am watching. Last night, I've watched three of the four Netflix ones about the Murdochs, and I would
Are these thingies?
Documentaries. But it's a four-part series on Netflix. It's just come out, and it's fascinating.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Absolutely fascinating. I give you a stew guarantee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, but you said that about that cherry tree's rubbish.
Oh, no, shut up.
Rubbish.
That wasn't... How can you say that when you just banded on about...
Okay, so what's it called?
It's called The Murdochs.
The Murdochs.
The Murdochs.
Oh, okay.
It's like a four-part documentary.
All right. Yeah. Did you watch the Louis Theroux documentary?
I've seen bits of it.
I started it.
Is that about the Manosphere? The Manosphere.
What did you think of
Didn't
it?
Didn't he make that up? Manosphere.
No, it's kind of a word now.
Is
it?
So many the first couple I saw were just awful, these guys. But I haven't really carried on. Awful.
Utter awful. Wankers.
Yeah,
but they've got such an enormous following.
I know, because then I said to the boys, and he went, "Oh yeah, Tiki Toki or whatever his name is," and they said, "Oh, he can be really funny." And I was like, "But he's awful."
Yeah, that's like, you know,
it's disgusting. Yeah, awful.
You need to wean them off of stuff like that.
Yeah, I've got no chance. I mean,
but that's the trouble. They're so popular. Yeah. They've got so many followers, and they make so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, and of course, yeah, he's been completely shown up for being an absolute arsehole on globally. But that won't matter. That's kind of they look for it because it will give them more followers. It'll give them more views.
People will now think, "Who is this?"
Oh, let's look at them, and they'll see one or two bits about a bit about fitness and this and that. And then of course it goes into all the other shit. So I haven't seen the full documentary, but I've seen about half of it. And you just want to punch him.
Oh yeah,
you just want to smack him in the mouth. He's an absolute worm.
Really,
he had a big fallout with Piers Morgan, didn't he? Piers Morgan just called him in. He said he was a fucking twat.
Mm.
Piers Morgan just went for it and said, "I'm not doing this anymore."
Yeah.
He said, I think he literally said, you're just a fucking idiot. And yeah, no, some of it is a hard watch.
Yeah, no, I started, but I'm not sure if I'll carry on, to be honest.
I find the whole thing, that's one of the reasons why I came off of took the social media off my phone, because you see this stuff, and I find really frustrating, because Stuart's always said to me, "Why do you argue with Africans about football that you're never going to meet? Why do you argue with these people you're never going to meet?"
Yeah.
And in fact, AJ said that to me once. He said, "What's the point of arguing with people you never..." And the thing is, I can't stop, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
Because it's like trying to protect Helm's Deep from the orcs, you know.
Yeah.
You're just... As you get one, there's more and more of them coming at you, and the internet is just full of millions of absolute cretins.
Yeah,
and
it's scary,
there's nothing
really.
You can't argue. You can't you can't reason with millions of people. It's impossible. So I don't know what the unless you become viral, I suppose, and you get millions of followers yourself, and you can manage to turn people around. But there doesn't seem to be anyone wanting to do that.
But no one wants to see anyone talking what they would consider sense. You need controversial. Yeah. You need, but they said, don't they? If you go down the deep hole of the reels, they said you're never more than about 5 or 10 minutes away from an Andrew Tate. They'll just get on there. They'll suddenly work their way into your feeds or your algorithms or whatever. And then once you know, and it's like a lot of sort of cults or whatever. The first couple of bits of it, you think, oh, that makes quite good sense.
Yeah.
You know, because the first bit of these things, okay, obviously they're very into their fitness.
Yeah. So you get drawn in.
And you get a bit drawn in and you think, okay, and he goes on about it. You think, okay, that seems quite sensible if you want to, you know, about stuff like, you know, staying stronger as you get older. So, you know, when you want to get up out of your chair when you're 80, you can still do it. So you watch that and then before you know it, you're hooked. And then, of course, it goes on to the next thing. It might have nice cars or it might have something. And then, of course, it starts going about all the misogynist shit and you're hooked.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, all you're getting...
You then get more reels.
More and more because you've spent more than the 15 seconds that they want to get you. And then you're stuffed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, basically, I'd like to take a baseball bat to the lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're just utter wankers.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, at that point, we need to go off and have a break.
Let's.
Because I might make myself a cough, I think. I'll have a coffee.
You do that.
And then I might have a cream egg.
Go for it.
And then we'll come back with more exciting stuff.
Oh, exciting heaven.
After the break. See you in a bit. And we're back. It's taken about, I know, you know, for the listeners, we've only been gone for about 30 seconds, haven't we, while Alex plays that little jingle. But I ended up stuck downstairs chatting to your cleaner, Stuart.
Always an entertainment.
Yeah, well, they gave me a bit of professional cleaning advice, actually. How you get the soap scum stroke, you know, off your shower trays.
Mm.
You cannot get them clean properly. No. It's a nightmare.
What do they recommend?
Bleach. She said, bleach on it. Rub it in a little bit. Try and keep it off of the mastic.
This is exactly what we thought about when we first came up with the idea of having a podcast.
And then
we
leave it.
Let's discuss the fact that we've ever got to the end where the word bleach comes out
leave
in one
it,
of our podcasts.
Quick scrub, get it down, cleans your drains out as well. But yeah, so they were very useful
good.
For that. They also recommend HG cleaning products available from Robert Dyer. I don't think they're sponsored. Available from Robert Dyer's and B&Q. HG cleaning products.
Right.
So they're very, very good. Yeah. HG. Much more industrial. HG, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest, none of them will be much good because what was also interesting was I was saying how in workplace lavatoriums, useless these days because you used to be able to put bleach down it. Can't use bleach in the workplace. Now, it might be different in hospitals, but certainly in offices, can't use bleach. So they use toilet cleaner and it's bleeding useless. And they said the best thing, if you want to give it a really good clean, get the water out of your loo, get it out, use a mug or whatever you like, fill it up with full fat Coke, leave it overnight.
No.
Next day, she said it eats through all the stains and everything like that.
Coke's, yeah. Coke's great for you. Yeah, don't ever tell
Coke.
Me. Don't ever tell me that football is boring. Ever, ever, ever again. Tell me that sport, chasing a ball around all your life, is boring.
Mm. I know a demographic. Anyway, who here uses Gale's Bakeries?
I've been a few times.
I have been to a Gale's Bakery.
Yeah.
They're everywhere now.
Well, they're all over the country. I know where this is leading. But no. They're very nice.
I mean, I didn't think, oh, I'll look up Gale's Bakeries because I have seen them on the high street, but they were a bit bloody pricey, so I still work here.
I'm sure you can get some wholesale prices somewhere through work.
So anyway, I was opening the paper on the train down here and there's this whole thing about Gale's Bakeries and apparently they've become a political hotbed. And partly because they invest in Israeli surveillance tech. It was set up by an Israeli woman originally. I think it's owned by somebody. I can't remember. I'm not going to say any names in case we get bloody sued or whatever, because they're probably listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we like it or not.
But people know they've got huge backing, I think, from American money. And people are worried that they are forcing independence out of the high streets because they will tend to go onto the sort of high streets, not where you find a Costa and a Greggs, but where you'll find a nice little independent coffee shop. So somewhere like
Lewis.
Absolutely.
Yeah, somewhere like that, Hove maybe, and they're forcing all the smaller ones to close.
Well, I mean,
the price of some of their things, it's fucking outrageous. Bloody Gales, you can shove it up your
arse. Everything's expensive though at the moment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there was a Panorama programme last night talking about the price of eating out and so on and so forth.
So expensive.
Having worked in the catering industry all my life, well, not all my life, but most of my adult life, I think if I was to open something, what I don't understand is they've said one of the reasons why things have become so expensive and cafes and restaurants and but it's so expensive is because your main expense is your labour costs, and they've really gone up because minimum wage has gone up to like $12.60 an hour or whatever, and your business rates have gone up, and you've now got the employer's national insurance, all that sort of thing. So I can't understand why you go into places and you think, why have they given me chips in a stupid little basket like that? Because your fixed costs are the same anyway. You might as well give somebody a decent bloody pile of chips, like 50p more chips, because it's going to cost you the same to cook them and run the place anyway. And I think a lot of people go into these places, they don't only think it's expensive, but they don't think they're getting very good value because they think that what they're getting on the plate isn't big enough. And I think you could make that thing bigger and relatively speaking, your costs wouldn't go up that much.
But
and
Gales,
then you'd get more people in.
Gales, though, are hearty portions. The cakes are big. The sandwiches are big.
You get quite a lot with that. They have been talking about their £5 sourdough loaves. But that's a bit the going rate for Sourlow, yeah. He was a good player. He played for Tonga, apparently, the 1986 Rugby World Cup.
I think you'll find listeners that was mildly racist.
Anyway, he...
But yeah. Eminently more interesting than bleach and fixed cost bakeries.
Well, that's very true. But yeah, but I thought it was... So I was wondering if you two had ever gone in and go, well, you don't drink tea or coffee, though, Stuart,
no,
do you?
No, I'm a hot chocolate boy, so I'm still quite happy. I'm still happy to go in one. Yeah, I've been... They're all in the blue airports now, as well.
Yeah, and I think that's the complaint, that they are... They're not really competitors to places like Costa and Greggs and all that sort of thing, because it's a different price point.
Right.
But your artisan sort of independents are being pushed out because they're choosing the specific places to go to.
Well, I did, and this, I'm sorry, listeners, to bring it down to another new low. I had the misfortune of having to do some banking yesterday, where I needed to go to a Lloyd's, amazingly. And of course, where I live...
Did you need cash? You got builders in or something?
I need to send some money overseas.
All right.
And and so obviously there's no banks in East Grinstead. There's a Nationwide now, but there's no banks. All the banks are gone.
Mm.
So you have to go to... So I had to go to Crawley, which is one of the main branches.
Oof. I bet that was rough.
It was. And considering that that's where we met, honey.
That's true, very true, all those years ago.
One of the first times I did genuinely think, you need to put your phone in your pocket here.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was terrible. I thought that I'm sounding like a bloody reform voter here, but no, it was awful, awful. But I mean, I could go to them.
It's such a shame. What about the old people? They used to like to go to the bank and do all that.
Well, there's loads of stuff you don't realise that they'll be able to do it now. No. It's on an app. It's on this.
I know. Old Jay's mum hasn't got a chance. My dad is brilliant. He really does try and stay up with it. But he's really...
Yeah, no, it's something like... He's like
struggling.
But yeah, no, it's desperate. And the high street is just... The high street has just gone.
Yeah.
So in town, you suddenly look and think, what the hell are they going to do with the Lloyd's building? What are they going to do with the Halifax? They still haven't replaced the Halifax. What are they going to do with the Santander? Because they've gone away, which is great. The fucking three people I bank with, they've all gone.
Yeah.
So...
Go to Nationwide. They're always staying.
I used to belong to them.
Interestingly, those high streets, and whenever... I mean, you go back 10, 15 years, and they would say... Oh, we're going to build a whole new development here. A little bit like a Battersea Power Station. That's obviously that's the biggest example.
Yes.
But all these developments, and they'll say, oh, it'll be full of shops and restaurants and all that sort of
thing. Yeah.
But even that's gone tits up now, isn't it? Because it was shops first, and then you notice most of these places, like where we live in East Barnet Village, it's a really small sort of... area with shops and things like that, but it's just full of coffee shops now. And it will get to a point, if the, you know, reading this article about Gales, if coffee shops end up becoming so expensive that it becomes a treat, then they'll all close down
as well.
And I don't know what will happen to these things, these high roads.
You've it's very, very, if you do run a business, and obviously I'm one of the owners of this business in South Africa, but when you actually look at the figures, the amount of money we pay on rent and on electricity, and then on staff, and then on rates, is absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
You think, oh, we're really popular, we're bringing all this money, and we have all these great tournaments, and we do hospitality, and we do this, and you think, well, that's where your money goes, because your fixed costs are just fucking huge.
Yeah.
So to try and think, well, let's all chip in, you and me, we'll three of us, we'll all kind of tell you what, let's open a really brilliant coffee shop in town, and we'll do, it'll be fun, it'll be great, it'll be this, this. We won't make any money out of it.
No.
And so you do it for a little bit because it's a laugh, and then you think, we're hemorrhaging money here. So you knock it on the head.
Yeah.
And you certainly won't get any help from the council in terms of what you're charging for rent and rates to get you in there. Otherwise, it's just another shop that stays vacant. And that is it. So it's almost like death by a thousand slashes.
Yeah. I can't understand why. They were saying on this Panorama programme last night that rents had gone up 40% since the pandemic. But I can't understand why the rents have got it. Oh, yours probably haven't, have they? Stuart's probably losing money hand over foot. But they have apparently gone up 40%. I think maybe for shops and things like that. Would this be because interest rates went up at more or less the same time, do you think?
I think people have had to start shoving money up to cover mortgages and that sort of stuff. So it's, so that's one of the reasons.
But I wonder whether people who have got high street shops and things like that but don't actually have a mortgage, whether they just end up putting themselves out of business because they just charge too much rents, and then the shopkeeper says, well, I can't run the business, and therefore I'll shut. And then it remains empty for 3 months, And then that's your income gone
and
west.
And then it becomes a Poundland because yeah. they're the only people.
Well, the Poundland in Hayward's Heath is closed.
Well, they're struggling yeah, as they're well now, aren't say. They? Because, partly because you can't get anything for a pound anymore.
No.
So they've all ended up, you know, these are now £3. You know, you don't find... Not that I don't shop in Poundland. I should...
You'd be amazed.
That's why.
Really?
I should point out, I used to buy disposable lighters from them for work. That was my big thing. But I don't shop in Poundland now. No. Anyway, so I'm reading... this paper on the way that I've never seen this anywhere apart from Free in Victoria Station, but there's a weekly London Standard.
All right,
it says it's £2 if you want to buy it, but I've never seen it for sale. It's absolutely brilliant. Hmm. You'd love it. It's a mixture of gossip and real world sort of stuff. Anyway, they've got a day in the life of this podcast host. I'm not going to say his name,
right,
because he looks quite hard. Mm-hmm. And he might be a listener.
He might track you down.
But he's obviously a bit of a fitness guru, and I'm reading it. And so he says,
Does he sound like a bit of a twat?
He gets up at 7:01, okay? So he can listen to the news headlines. Gets dressed, goes for a walk before looking at his phone. He says, I then have an orange LMNT electrolyte drink and an N101 tablet for hydration and nitric oxide support, followed by a few minutes of morning gratitude. And then I'll do 15.
I beg your pardon.
I'll then do
15 minutes of resonance breathing and 10 minutes of meditation. Other unguided Jhana medication or Sam Harris's Waking Up app. Anyway, he then goes on about his training and all that sort of thing. I have protein shake with Momentous grass-fed whey protein powder in chocolate flavour, blah, 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 blah. 2 p.m. lunch, scrambled eggs. And they love eggs, don't they, these people? I couldn't live without Neutronic. It's the only Neutronic I've found that I feel dials my brain in to be ready for work and properly locked in.
What does he
in.
Do for a job?
I think he's an influencer or whatever.
Fitness influencer, by the sounds
of it. Own resonance breath work is outstanding. I think it's going to be the next big thing. I found myself totally addicted to it. I do an hour-long breath work session. I mean, the bloke's a...
You can't say that.
It's an absolute. Sorry, Alex. Alex, you might have to
get the old scratchy machine
on
again.
I read it, and it goes on
That's
and on.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I'm not going to keep going on about this bloke, but it is the biggest load of old shit
Nonsense.
I've ever read. He then says he goes to bed. I finish it before 7 p.m. I'm into bed by 9:30.
But that's wanker of being alone.
I mean, really? I mean, it's just.
Could you describe?
Nonsense,
could go back to his early paragraph.
Is there a picture of him?
Yeah. I mean, you probably would, if I'm honest, Loney.
Oh, well,
like.
now this is changing things. I mean,
would you be satisfied with a bit of morning gratification?
I do a bit of morning breath work. I mean, yeah, but he's still a knob, so.
Yeah, I mean, so I've never read anything like it. I thought, this is a parody, surely. It's not, but it's real, and that's his life.
Yeah.
7 in the morning till 9:30 at night. It's all of that sort of nonsense.
But it's very controlled, isn't it? There's no... But I went out with a few mates and we just got shit-faced.
Yeah, there's no spontaneity in his life at all.
I mean, we ended up and we had a great night and basically we had a bloody great curry and way too much drink and had a big headache in the morning. He's not going to be doing that, is he? Because he won't agree with his bloody chai latte. And
I don't think he'd have latte.
No.
He's probably...
The right
just,
type of water.
You're reading it there, aren't you?
You're
going to follow
some
him,
of
though,
it is okay. Some of it I was looking at. I have lunch 2 p.m. Salmon with broccoli, asparagus and rice and, you know, just
Do you
so
think
sort
he's the sort of bloke who sticks a whole Cadbury's cream egg in his mouth
probably
in one
not,
go?
Like
probably
you
not.
Did.
In
no,
probably
just
one
a
go.
Minute ago.
No, he'll probably stick a whole enema up his arse, I should imagine, to give himself a good old...
Clean out.
Clean out every now and again. But, yeah, he sounds like an absolute... type, doesn't he? So anyway, so that's him dealt with. So I shan't be getting involved in his fitness routine
at all.
I'm not going to bother with any of that. I've got a quiz we could do.
How exciting.
Lovely. Is there anything you need to tell us, Loney?
No.
We enjoyed your quiz last time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did enjoy your quiz.
And a couple of other people said they enjoyed the quiz.
Yeah.
Lovely.
They did.
Good. Thank you for that.
Actually, I need to throw something out here.
Oh, yeah.
Actually. This is very important.
Oh, not the whole Frankie Goes to Hollywood
thing. No. When I listened to it again, I listened to the podcast again, I didn't realise that one of the questions gave you 2 points. So when I added my answers up, I actually got one more than you.
Was surprised. I thought you had won it because
Just for the record, I did.
You did.
I actually did.
There was a 2.
Well, there was a 2 point, and I got both points.
I got a point out of that 2.
See, I got both points. I listened back, and I thought, oh, I've won.
Yeah. Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
It's too late.
You know, you can't say that now. It's like
sailed.
Trump saying he's already won the war.
No, it's not. It's a
that
bit...
That was nonsense, wasn't it? So we've already won the war. Don't bother sending any boats 2 days later. You need to send some boats and help us
even though we've won.
I
prefer to look at it more like the AFCON League of Nations. The fact that they decided the African Cup of Nations that basically the other side actually won it because they behaved very badly. And I thought, well, that's like me. Basically, I've won after the event, so I was quite pleased with myself.
Yeah,
but it was a great quiz.
Great.
And like I said, 2 or 3 people I did mention of the 17 listeners said they really enjoyed it as well.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Great work.
Thank you.
AFCON thing has been nuts, hasn't it?
Did you actually watch it live?
I didn't. No, I only watched the very end of it live.
God,
so
it
I didn't
carnage.
See when they walked off. I mean, that should have been where they ended the match there and then.
I literally turned on.
But to let them back on and then 3 months later...
Take it away from them.
I think it was held in Morocco, that thing, wasn't it? And I think maybe the people who are in it
sounds a bit dodgy.
We'll put loads of money into the African, their version of UEFA, whatever it's called. AFCON, is it?
AFCON.
Yeah. And if you don't actually give us this title, then we're pulling out. Well, it's ridiculous.
It was absolute carnage. I did generally turn on the moment the controversial penalty was up, because, of course, this lad plays for West Ham. And I was like, that's never a penalty. That's never a penalty in a fucking month of Sundays. And it went on.
Was it the lad who fouled or the lad who took the penalty?
He fouled him, Malik Diouf fouled him. You think that's never, ever a penalty in a month of Sundays. And it went on and on. And you're thinking, this is not doing African sport an awful lot of good here, the image of the sport here. It was just, and they were fucking arguing and going, and they started fighting and all this sort of stuff. And then, it went to that. But most importantly, I did win. So, what's the quiz on?
Right, the
Someone's
quiz
bleeping.
Is...
Sorry, I got a message.
Back coffee.
My friend's dropped off some deodorant in one of my welly boots at my front door.
Christ almighty.
We've had it all today.
Welly boots at the front door, they green. It's quite middle class, isn't it, having welly boots? Have you got a boot scraper there as well?
I might have.
Yeah, if you haven't, you want to get one of those. Okay, this quiz
Are they hunters?
No.
Oh, okay,
they're not right. Actually. I think I've got them off
Amazon. Get yourself a pencil and paper, everybody. This quiz is Celebrity Snuffed It.
Oh,
is it?
Celebrity Snuffed It. So, I have got... 1, 2, 3... 19, for some reason. 19 celebrities.
Okay.
And they're all really well-known people.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the name of the person.
And what
you
are we
have to
guessing?
Give me the year of when they snuffed it.
Oh, blimey, okay.
Ah.
Now, you'll get 2 points... 3 points for bang on, 2 points for bang on... And I'm going to give you 1 point for 2 years either side, I think.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because let's face it, I might be needing it 4 weeks down the line just to prove that I won.
Yeah.
One point for bang on and two points.
Two points
bang on, 1 point for 2 years either side.
Okay.
That gives you a... Because some of them, you might get more points. But anyway, we'll have a go, see how it goes. Hopefully, we got the normal amount of getting about 2/3 right. That would be the ideal scenario. This was nicked off. Jane does these quizzes every day online, and this one came up. And I thought, I might nick
Sounds
that.
Sounds remarkable.
I might nick that.
Our regular celebrity
Okay,
stuff.
So the one or two of them are much more recent, and you should get at least a point, I'd have thought. So here we go. Number one, Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh.
All you've got to do is stick a date down, so I'm going to go on to number two. Number two, Jacko, Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
I did quite well at this, actually, when I did it first time. Number three.
Oh, gosh, hang on.
Number three, Tupac Shakur.
Tupac.
Four, five, and six are pretty easy.
Don't say that.
Well, relatively. Number four, JFK.
Ooh.
John, what was his name? Fitzgerald, wasn't it? John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Okay, up to that. Number five, Princess Diana.
Oh, definitely got that one right.
If Lonely gets that wrong, it's going to be a disaster.
Hannah Simmons will be scoffing me if I get that one wrong.
Yeah. Number six, Elvis Presley.
Oh, thank you very much. When did he finally...
Elvis Presley, when did he finally peg out on the
leave
tree?
The building?
Yeah.
I was in Ireland when he died.
I was Kerry. The day I came back from holiday. I've been on holiday in France. And he died.
Okay.
What number are we on?
Elvis, one, two, three, four, six. Five. That was number six. Number seven.
Oh, hang on. So, Elizabeth, I've
got... QE2, Michael Jackson, Tupac, JFK, Princess Di, Elvis. Can't hang around waiting for her over there. Number seven, James
a bit
Dean.
Rude.
Ooh.
James Dean.
James Dean. Number eight, Prince. Okay. Number nine, Steve Irwin.
So I tell you my really good Steve Irwin joke.
Go on. Yeah.
Steve Irwin, you know, he used to really like Thunderbirds.
Did he?
He did, but he preferred Stingray. He always had a special place in his heart.
Oh, no, you can't. That's terrible. That.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. I've got to get Irwin. That right.
That's number nine.
I don't know why I'm on number 10. Anyway.
Number 10. John Lennon.
I mean, 11. John Lennon.
Do I get double points for putting the date?
No.
Oh, okay, that's just being smug.
Yeah. John Lennon.
John Lennon.
Number 11. Heath Ledger.
Ooh.
Oh, that was so sad.
Mm. Oh, that was sad. A lot of these things are so much longer ago than you remember. This next one was quite a long time ago as well. Albert Einstein.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's a massive guess.
Okay, the next one. The Polish geezer, Pope John Paul II.
I saw him in concert. I saw him at Wembley.
Did you?
Yeah. I went up with my mum when he came over with the Popemobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did he die? Oh,
John Paul, that's the question.
Pope John Paul II.
That's not the one who died.
No.
For about 5 days later and the mafia hit.
No.
It's the one after him.
Yeah, the Polish fella.
The Polish keeper. He was a goalkeeper,
lovely.
Wasn't he?
I liked him.
He was nice, wasn't he?
He was a goalkeeper.
Okay, next one.
I must have missed one.
Basketball superstar Kobe Bryant.
Ooh.
Oh, that was awful. Now, that was...
We were in
Bakersfield.
Bit of a guess. Guesstimate.
Number 15 now. Sir Winston Churchill. Number 16, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, you've really gone back.
Well, I haven't. Somebody else did this. Okay, Marilyn Monroe. Number 17 now, Carrie Fisher.
I saw her in New York walking along the street.
Did you?
Yeah, she was just walking along. Hang on.
I liked her. She was a laugh.
Stu didn't take herself too seriously.
No, no. She liked the odd recreational substance, didn't she, old Carrie?
She did, yes.
Yeah.
Now, hang on.
I'll go through the names quickly afterwards.
Okay.
And then I won't give you any time, but just so you can see if you've missed one. Number 18 is Amy Winehouse. And number 19, I don't know why it was 19, not more, but anyway, number 19 is Kurt Cobain.
Ooh.
So tell me when you're done, Eleanor, and I'll quickly go through the names and make sure that you haven't missed one. Mind you, you've probably not written the names down, have you? So
no. Just get a half point anyway.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Okay, do the... Yeah, I haven't
Queen
written
Elizabeth,
the names down. Yeah.
Michael Jackson, Tupac, JFK, Princess Di, Elvis, James Dean, Prince, Steve Irwin, John Lennon, Heath Ledger, Albert Einstein, Pope John Paul II, Kobe Bryant, Winston Churchill, Marilyn Monroe, Carrie Fisher, Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain.
Okay. That didn't really help, but thanks.
Well, that's you just completely wasted. Well, let's push the time on a little bit. It's always padding out. Padding for the album.
I think I put two options down for somebody and now I'm
okay,
confused.
Well,
so we'll do it as we go.
Okay.
Right.
So,
like Jesus, did they
so
die twice?
Get ready with your scoring. So okay. Remember, 2 points for a bang on, 1 point for anywhere within 2 years, either side.
Okay. Right.
So the first one, you can't miss out from getting some points, surely. Queen Elizabeth II.
2022.
2022. Correct.
2022 it is.
2 points. Me.
Michael Jackson.
2011.
Oh, I put
2009.
Oh,
fuck. Bingo.
Fuck.
Tupac.
2001.
1997.
96. Almost. Point for me. Point for you there, Stuart.
I've redeemed myself, but I'm annoyed about the Michael Jackson one.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
63.
Bang on. The People's Princess.
1997.
Correct.
Yeah, correctamundo. What was the date? Oh, no, that wasn't the one you knew, was it? It was John Lennon, I think. We'll get to that in a minute. Elvis.
77.
Ah, oh, I put 79, but it's 77. 77, isn't it?
You get a point for 79.
Thank you.
Oh, I get a point for thing then. It was 2 years.
For what?
For Michael Jackson. I put 2011. I get a
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
I get a point.
Jimmy Dean.
I'll do that later.
I put 1967.
I've put 1956.
55.
Oh,
bloody.
Boom, get
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
I'm really out.
Yeah, miles out there. Prince.
2016.
I put 2016.
Spot on.
2016 was the year that loads and loads and loads of famous people
it was,
died.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm.
Ridiculous yeah. amount of people famous
I've
died.
Got one more, actually, on here for that. So, Steve Irwin.
2012?
2006.
Spot on. Well done. Did you know that? Was that a guess?
It's a guess.
Well done.
I tried to work out where I was, when it happened, and, well...
Hopelessly, aren't I?
John Lennon?
8th of December, 1980.
Oh, I put 84.
It's 80. Heath Ledger?
2008.
I put 2008.
Spot on. How did you know that?
Because he died just after Batman.
Oh, did
came
it?
Out, yeah,
right.
Literally just after The Dark Knight came out.
How about Einstein?
Oh.
55.
I've put 63.
55. Oh, oh. Ooh, well done. I'm glad you said that first, because I'd just assumed you were cheating otherwise. Pope John Paul II.
2005.
Two.
Five.
Oh, my Lord. Oh. She is on a
You're
roll.
On fire, aren't you here? Kobe Bryant's.
2017.
I put 18.
2020. So you get a point there.
2020?
2020, Kobe Bryant, yeah.
Ooh, recent.
2020.
Winston Churchill?
Yeah.
65.
I put 65.
Yeah, spot on.
Oh, very well done, that's two.
Marilyn Monroe?
69.
I put 68.
62.
Oh, wow,
a long
really?
Time ago, yeah.
So she died before he was shot?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, no way.
Yeah.
I could be a tattoo.
Who?
No
her
way.
Alleged lover.
Her alleged lover alleged. And her brother's alleged lover.
Carrie Fisher?
I think that's also 2016.
Oh. Oh, I'm totally
I
out
could be
then.
Wrong.
You'd be correct.
I would be. That
oh,
was, she
I'm
was
really
one of the many
there.
People who died
oh,
that year.
I saw her.
Also, that was the year that Barry died and George Michael died and the bloke from the Eagles died. And
yeah.
If, lo, so
Glenn
many
Fry,
fans.
Isn't it?
Glenn Fry yeah. died. And I,
Amy Winehouse?
I put 2016.
I put 14.
11.
Oh.
No points.
Wow.
There.
God, that was a
long
time ago.
And finally, Kurt Cobain.
97.
I put 94.
97.
Ah.
2 points again.
Piss off.
That's amazing. Ooh, so we've got a lot of, you've done really well there. A lot of direct
this.
Hits.
Let me see. I don't
yeah,
know.
Add them up.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Oh, they're counting up.
23.
Ooh. Oh, so Loney's got 23.
What
Stuart?
Did you get? Hey!
Well done.
Yes. I like that quiz.
Good. Okay. Well, the good thing about that is so many people die, you could do another one, couldn't you?
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a rematch. You
do. Yeah. 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 I'll do another one for a couple of months' time or whatever. Okay. So we have just come bang, 1 hour. We've done that.
We're such pros.
We're really such pros.
We're such
timed
pros.
That perfectly without having to do one of those stupid pointless breaks where nothing happens, really, does it? So because we're still not any advertising revenue. I don't know what's going on here.
No, it's diminished. It's no. not really.
I was going to write to Gail's Bakery and see if they would, but I don't think they're up for it.
Ask that podcaster to see if he'll sponsor us.
Let's get on to him.
We've mentioned you.
And we'll have a green glass lemonade all the time.
Yeah. So there'll be lots of holidays and things to talk about when we come back again, because you two are going. We've got to work out when we can do this again. And
I bought my diary.
Yeah, and I haven't got mine as usual, but anyway, it's worth having yours because you go on more holidays and things than I do. So although I am going to the Czech Republic in May.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that'd be very nice. Anyway, so we'll be back in about a month's time, and we'll be back with more interesting things.
Fun and frolics.
Yeah. See you soon.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye. Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.